have you ever thought about your actions and behavior in terms of a check that you'd earn and then later cash at a bank? If you were paid for your good character, how much money do you think you'd earn? Well, the Bible uses that kind of word picture when it says that the wages of sin is death in Romans 6:23. But the book of Proverbs describes another way of life, another type of paycheck that a righteous person earns. Well, hello, my name is Micah Thiessen. I'm one of the pastoral interns at Christ Memorial Church. And this morning we're looking at Proverbs in the section specifically that talks about the character of wisdom. And in Proverbs 10, we read about the way of a righteous person and that his way leads to life. In Proverbs 10:16, it says, "The wage of the righteous leads to life." And his character is described. He's one who heeds instruction. He doesn't conceal hatred. He doesn't utter slander. He restrains his lips appropriately. Overall, he's one who uses his tongue to bless and not to curse. Now the question is, can you even imagine living a life consistently like that? Because if you're anything like me, I try to heed instruction, but I don't always do so. I've rejected reproof. I've uttered slander. Certainly, I've been capable of opening my mouth when really I should have just kept it shut. And besides that, do any of us actually know someone who always perfectly tames their tongue? Well, the good news is that through Christ, we can truly live a life like this. Not perfectly, but more and more as we walk with Christ. And that's because only one man, the God-man, wisdom personified, has ever truly walked in the righteousness of wisdom. And he's the one who fulfills this passage here in Proverbs 10. And through him, joined to him, we can also fulfill it in a sense as well. Because when you grasp hold of Christ by faith, you obtain the righteous standing that's his. Through the righteousness of Christ, his wages, his paycheck, is applied to your account. And you're given life, eternal life. And through Christ, you can grow in practical righteousness. It's not beyond your reach. Because Christ transforms us from slaves of sin to slaves of righteousness. As Paul says in Romans 6, 22-23, "Now that you've been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Have a great day.